Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to do that, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And there is a lot to talk about tonight, man. I have rarely seen Drudge Report so filled with interesting articles, but by far, two of the most interesting that I found is all about how Pfizer is saying that a booster will neutralize the Omicron variant, but two shots aren't good enough. And I got to get into that because I don't understand the science behind it. And obviously, this article is not going to explain the science behind it. But I've never heard of any other vaccination working that way, where, oh, the flu shot won't affect this particular strain until you get it again. And then magically, voila, it will help.
Spoiler alert, there is no science behind it.
I'm assuming there isn't. I mean, I know there are some drugs that need to build up in your system and all of that, like Chantix, which I'm on right now.
Yeah.
It has to build up in your blood or in your body or whatever so that it achieves its maximum effect. But the vaccines don't do that.
Well, there are some vaccines where you would need boosters and where, like, you need, like, a couple doses. Like, I think the hepatitis B is like that. Like, you need a few doses before it actually works.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense where it'll work for this COVID variant, but in order for it to work for this new COVID variant, you need another booster. That doesn't make any sense.
Especially considering they've been saying this entire time that the COVID-19 vaccine, it's only in your blood for, like, 72 hours or whatsoever. After that, it's just your body doing what it's been programmed by the vaccine to do. None of it makes any sense to me. Of course, I'm not a doctor. And you have a story about how cats are spreading misinformation.
Yep, gotta watch out for those pesky kitties.
And I always love talking about cats, so that's going to be a fun one. But first, in the news today, the coronavirus attacks fat tissues, scientists have found, which makes sense considering so many of the people who are really at risk of COVID-19 are overweight and obese. I'm not at all surprised to hear this. However, let's just get into the article. From the start of the pandemic, the coronavirus seemed to target people carrying extra pounds. Patients who were overweight or obese were more likely to develop severe COVID-19 and more likely to die. Though these patients often have health conditions like diabetes that compound their risk, scientists have become increasingly convinced that their vulnerability has something to do with obesity itself. And again, this is coming from the same media apparatus that keeps telling us that the vaccines work, that all the science is behind the vaccine. It's the same media organizations that are telling us that we just need a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine to magically, you know, affect the Omicron variant. So take it with a grain of salt, just like you do everything that the media has to do these days. But it does make sense based on what we've been seeing. Now, researchers have found that the coronavirus infects both fat cells and certain immune cells within body fat, prompting a damaging defensive response in the body. So people who aren't overweight have fewer cells for the coronavirus to attack.
And this is what I was kind of thinking because, you know, I've seen a lot of critically ill patients to begin with that came down with COVID, and it seemed like the ones that were at a healthy weight or underweight, even if they had COPD and renal failure and heart disease, you know, all these other things that would make them very high risk to die from COVID, it seemed like the skinnier patients were coming back to the regular unit and they were fine. So, but it seemed like, I noticed early on that it seemed like people that were overweight were being...
It was more
at risk.
Yeah, so you're saying what you observed was that it was more than just underlying conditions. It was mostly overweight people or largely overweight people. The bottom line is, said Dr. Philip Scherer, oh my God, indeed, the virus can in fact infect fat cells directly. He studies fat cells at UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, which was not involved in the research. Whatever happens in fat doesn't stay in fat, he added. It affects the neighboring tissues as well. The research has not yet been peer-reviewed or published in a scientific journal, but it was posted online in October. And we're now actually having media coverage of it in December. If the findings hold up, they may shed light not just on why patients with excess pounds are vulnerable to the virus, but also on why certain younger adults with no other risks become so ill. Because there's an article that I had like a week ago that we never got into about how obesity continues to be on the rise in younger Americans. Something like 43% of people under 13 were overweight or something like that. We never got into the article, and I don't remember the specifics about it, but the study's authors suggested the evidence could point to new COVID-19 treatments that target body fat. Maybe that's the Achilles heel that the virus utilizes to evade our protective immune responses by hiding in this place being fat. It seems to me like instead of doing all of that, it would be easier to tell people, hey, go lose some weight. And I realize that, you know, that's a tall order for the people who just sit there on the couch all the time, but I don't understand how one becomes that overweight. I really don't.
So I am, like, mildly obsessed with watching, like, YouTube snippet videos of, like, TLC and, you know, Bancroft TV, stuff like that. And I really like the ones where it's, like, weird medical conditions or, like, overweight people. And there was one woman, I forget how much she weighed, but it was, like, I remember the physician that was at her house saying that this makes you one of the biggest women in the world. And I'm just thinking, like, how does that happen? Like, and they go
You're talking about one of these overweight people who are bedridden, they're so big.
She could get up.
Oh, wow.
But some of them can't. I remember I saw an episode of My 600-Pound Life. And
Jesus, how did that happen?
Yeah. This lady was moving across country, and they literally needed to move her in, like, a U-Haul truck. They put a mattress in the back of the U-Haul truck, and she had to lay flat on her belly. Like, she couldn't even sit up. And it's just, it's wild to me. Yeah. Especially, I don't know, being, like, an active person with, like, always having, like, careers where I have to, like, run around and I'm very conscious of what I eat, I don't understand how someone can just be like, yeah, I eat two large pizzas in a sitting and, like, three packs of Oreos. Like, that's just the amount that you would have to stretch out your stomach to even be able to consume that much in one sitting is just, it's hard to fathom.
It is. I mean, I eat as much as I want basically whenever I want. And I manage to maintain a healthy body weight. I tend to think it's got to be because they're obsessed with eating three meals a day, because that's what they've been told their entire lives, even though it's silly to think that humans or any organism evolved to eat three meals a day, considering how much one has to work in order to acquire a meal, historically anyway. In modern times, it's much easier. But just imagine if your cat was supposed to eat three meals a day or whatever, and had to go out there and hunt for three specific mice or birds every single meal. It's absurd to think of humans evolving that way. But beyond that, they snack in between, and that doesn't help. Maybe one of the reasons that I'm able to maintain a healthy body weight is that I just don't snack in between meals. I either eat a meal or I don't eat. I wait until I'm hungry enough to eat a meal, and then I eat a meal, and no snacking in between. I don't know what's driving the increase in obesity, but it's certainly happening. Anywhere you look in the United States, people are obese. And this article points that out. The finding is particularly relevant to the United States, which has one of the highest rates of obesity in the world. Most American adults are overweight, and 42% have obesity. Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Alaska Native people in the U.S. have higher rates of obesity than white adults and Asian Americans. They have also been disproportionately affected by the pandemic, with death rates roughly double those of white Americans. This could very well be contributing to severe disease, said another doctor. We're seeing the same inflammatory cytokines, that I see in the blood of the really sick patients being produced in response to infection of these fat tissues. Body fat used to be thought of as an inert form of storage. But scientists now know that the tissue is biologically active, producing hormones and immune system proteins that act on other cells, promoting a state of nagging, low-grade inflammation even when there is no infection. And COVID-19, it turns out, targets those specific fat cells. And maybe that's why it's disproportionately affecting people who are overweight. But as I said, COVID-19 is to overweight people as the USA government is to brown people. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where, as always, you're invited to join us, weigh in, share your thoughts, and 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I want to talk about cats now. Cats and misinformation specifically. Because when you first said this, my first thought was, how in the world is a cat spreading misinformation? Obviously, that's most people's reaction to this. So tell us exactly how this is happening and who's doing it. Because the cats aren't doing it. My cats have never spread any misinformation. They've never spread any information. They're just cats.
Great point. So apparently, right-wing news sources that are spreading misinformation are using cute cats online to rope people in to absorb their content, and the next thing they know, they're anti-vaxxers and they don't believe in COVID or masks anymore. So apparently that's how it works.
So it's not like they're making memes of cat pictures and, like, laying text over them that are anti-vax or anything like that.
I mean, I do that, but I guess this isn't what this article is talking about. All of my cats are actually anti-vaxxers.
Okay. That's good to know. I guess mine have no opinion on vaccinations, I think. I think they're vaccinated against some stuff, but I don't recall exactly what, because that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, I'm totally just kidding. My cats just like to play with their toys and beg for cheese.
Cheese?
Oh, yeah, they love cheese.
Interesting. One of my cats likes eating buttermilk cookies.
Ooh, that's a good one. One of my sister's cats actually has an obsession with eating plastic.
Ooh,
so, yeah,
that's unfortunate.
It's kind of weird. But
one of the things that neither of our cats do is spread misinformation. So
no.
Let's get into this article and find out exactly what's going on here.
Those cute cats online, they help spread misinformation.
What cute cats, though? I mean, I'm in all sorts of Facebook groups revolving around cats, and none of them devolve into anti-vax arguments, or at least that I see. I'm just there for the cat pictures. If it's not a cute cat picture, I just keep scrolling.
I guess you're not in the right cat Facebook groups.
Presumably not.
So the article goes on to say, a mainstay of the internet is regularly used to build audiences for people and organizations pushing false and misleading information. I would have to disagree with that. Like, I don't think that most of what the universe, what the internet is used for, is to spread misinformation.
No, I think they meant cat pictures are what the internet is largely used for. That was my understanding of it, because the internet does love cats.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? So, on October 2nd, New Tang Dynasty Television, a station linked to the Chinese spiritual movement, posted a Facebook video of a woman saving a baby shark stranded on a shore. Next to the video was a link to describe to the, I don't know how to pronounce this, Epoch Times? Epoch Times? E-P-O-C-H Times? It's like a...
Epoch, I think.
Epoch, okay. I knew I was butchering that word. A newspaper that is tied to the Falun Gong that spreads anti-China and right-wing conspiracies. The Post collects 33...
Man, they sound like Michelle Bachmann trying to link some organization. I don't remember the details now, but she had like this giant web of conspiracies linking someone to Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or something.
Yeah, so I don't really know exactly how these people are getting to this.
They had a link
point
in their video that went to this link, and if you go to that link, it takes you here. And then it might take you here, and you might learn something that the government doesn't want you to know.
And that's how we get to the point where cats spread misinformation.
Sounds about right.
So the website of Dr. Joseph McCullough, a osteopathic physician who researchers say is chief spreader of coronavirus misinformation online, regularly posts about cute animals that generates tens or even hundreds of thousands of interactions on Facebook. The stories include kitten and chick nap so sweetly together and why orange cats must be different from other cats.
To give some background here, I looked up the Falun Gong. Evidently, it's a new religious movement that was founded in China. It was initially supported by the Chinese communist government, but eventually, when they got rid of all of the other religions, they started viewing the Falun Gong as a potential threat due to its size and its independence and spiritual teachings. Roughly 70 million people in 1999 practiced the religion. So it appears to be a religious organization that opposes the Chinese government. I have a really hard time understanding how that's, you know, right-wing.
Me too. It seems completely irrelevant.
Yeah, the Wikipedia here doesn't even have, you know, a controversy headline for them. It's like they're not doing anything that's particularly controversial.
And also for context, this article that I'm reading from is from the New York Times. So it's not like I found this on some like random, like this is a, you know, from the New York Times. So are they reputable? No. But are they well known? Yes. So
they do have a section here about the Epoch Times. It's a major outreach organization of Falun Gong. Both promote the spiritual and political teachings of the religion. And they and a variety of other organizations, such as New Tang Dynasty Television, operate as extensions of Falun Gong. These extensions promote the new religious movement and its teachings. In the case of the Epoch Times, they also promote conspiracy theories and far-right politics in both Europe and the United States. No citation found.
Of course not.
So, whatever that, for whatever that's worth, they didn't actually provide any examples of the Epoch Times, you know, spreading right-wing misinformation or whatever. On Wikipedia, which customarily does, in fact, have citations for statements like that.
Videos and GIFs of cute animals, usually cats, have gone viral online for almost as long as the internet has been around. Many of the animals became famous. There's Keyboard Cat, Grumpy Cat, Neon Cat, just to name a few.
Now I think Neon Cat's my favorite out of all
of
those.
Oh, yeah. He's a little Pop-Tart rainbow guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grumpy Legendary.
Absolutely. Grumpy Cat unfortunately died recently.
Rip.
Yeah. However, Neon Cat lives forever, flying through space as a Pop-Tart, followed by a rainbow.
Oh, so amazing. Now it's becoming increasingly clear how widely the old school internet trick is being used by people and organizations peddling false information online, misinformation, researchers say. The posts of the animals do not directly spread false information, but they can draw a huge audience that can be redirected to a publication or site spreading false information about election fraud, unproven coronavirus cures, and other baseless conspiracy theories entirely unrelated to the videos. Sometimes following a feed of cute animals on Facebook unknowingly signs users up as subscribers to misleading posts from the same publisher. This is funny. They have a picture underneath it with Dr. Karen Becker posting, she's the veterinarian that they referenced earlier, with a picture of an orange cat with like an X over it.
So I did finally find a citation about the Falun Gong or the Epoch Times spreading misinformation. And I'm looking through the article that was actually cited here, and the article is just about how they were kicked off. They were not allowed to advertise on Facebook because they were trying to get around some of its advertising policies, and so they went to YouTube. There's absolutely nothing in here about them spreading right-wing misinformation. This is a citation that Wikipedia used to demonstrate their point, and there's nothing here about that. 603-283-6160. Keep your cap.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gates suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News. Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge.
The former Trump advisor will stand trial starting July 18th. This comes after U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols set a date for jury selection to begin. Bannon was indicted after he refused to comply with a White House subpoena as part of a committee investigation into the events of January 6th. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Airline workers and patriots organized near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport on Friday morning to protest the unconstitutional jab mandate. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake.
Don't want their bosses telling them what they need to do medically, whether it be anything medically. You know, they don't want to get a vaccine. They should have the option. Last I heard, we're still a free country.
The city of Phoenix subsequently announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect January 18th. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And I'm not sure, but I suspected when I posted the title that it was going to get us suspended from the title of the video for those who aren't watching on video feeds. I suspected it was going to get us, you know, suspended from a few platforms because it was something like COVID is to fat people as the USA is to brown people, which is going to set off some automatic censors, I would imagine, but I don't really care because Odyssey is what we really care about, and they're not going to censor us for silly titles like that. You can find our channel at video.freetalklive.com. That takes you directly there. We're not on YouTube right now because we've already... one of our strikes came off. I don't think it's been reactivated, though, because as soon as we go back, we're going to get another second strike, and then we'll be off there for another 90 days or 60 days or whatever. And we really don't want to deal with that. And we don't want you to have to deal with whether or not we're going to be there one day to the next. Video.freetalklive.com solves that problem. We're there every single night live streaming, and you don't have to worry about whether we're going to be there one day to the next because Odyssey is built on Library, which is totally uncensorable. Now, Odyssey does have some rules. You can't have pornography and stuff like that. But other than that, they don't care. You can stream whatever you want. Video.freetalklive.com. Subscribe to us there. Create your own channel if you want to share opinions that are outside the mainstream view, as we certainly do here on Free Talk Live. Like this article suggesting that cats are being used to spread misinformation by right-wing conspiracy websites. They point to the Epoch Times, which I looked into on Wikipedia. It is, in fact, an a media arm of the Falun Gong, which is a religious organization in China, evidently, and probably worldwide at this point. So I did finally find a citation for that, and I looked through the citation. There was nothing in the linked article, the cited article, nothing in there about them spreading misinformation or right-wing propaganda. The closest it came was saying that during the 2016 election, the Epoch Times started writing articles that were pro-Trump and that were against Trump's opponents. But that's not right-wing conspiracy theories. That's just a media organization throwing in behind one candidate or another.
Yeah, that's just an opinion piece.
And that's being used as a citation on Wikipedia to say that they're spreading right-wing misinformation and all of this other nonsense, which leads to articles like this. I think he said it's from the New York Times.
Yeah.
That is saying, oh, no, look, they're linking to the Epoch Times. They must be spreading misinformation because that's what Wikipedia says. And Wikipedia says that because this other article, also by the New York Times, that doesn't actually say they're spreading misinformation, is used to cite the statement on Wikipedia that they're spreading misinformation. It's all very confusing, but what you basically need to know is that the New York Times made a claim. They then linked to themselves in order to substantiate that claim, and the link that they went to doesn't actually back up the claim that they're making.
This just makes me think, like, remember, like, being in high school or college or whatever, and you had to write, like, a research paper, and you need citations for that. Imagine if you used a citation citing yourself. How that would be completely unacceptable, and you would just fail the paper because you clearly did not understand what the assignment was. And that's what the New York Times does.
And it's worse than that because they cited themselves, and what they said previously doesn't say what they're alleging that it actually said. Absolutely insane that they're allowed to get away with this. It's silly to think of citing themselves, absolutely. But it reminds me of many, many years ago, I watched this stupid YouTube video called something like 30 Unknown Facts About the United States that went into all sorts of nonsense conspiracy theories, like how the USA is just a corporation belonging to the British Empire, and it leaked all of these citations. So I looked into these citations, and some of them were like dock treaties and like this is the port rules for this particular state or whatever. None of them had anything to do with the claim being made. And I pointed this out to the guy who made the video, to which he said, no, the citations are included. It's facts. I was like, yeah, I understand the citations are included. What I'm telling you is that the citations don't say what you think they're saying. He's like, no, the citations are there. That you can't just cite something and say it's theirs. The citation has to actually say what you're alleging it does.
I think they usually just count on people not looking at the citations.
They do, but I mean, once someone does, you think of like, oh, okay, well, I need to either find a different BS citation, or I need to take this nonsense down. But this person, worse, their username was like Truth Seeker or Seeker of Truth or something like that. Like, dude, you're clearly not looking for the truth here, or you would have had the intellectual curiosity to click some of these citations, that some of which weren't even possible to find because they were executive orders or they were SBs or something. I don't remember now. That was 6 or 7 years ago. But you couldn't find some of them because they weren't publicly available. If you can't use a secret government document that the public doesn't have access to as a citation, which there's no evidence the document exists in the first place.
Exactly.
As citation in your claim.
It's not how citations work.
And the New York Times should know better, but they clearly don't. And because of this, they're alleging that cats are being used by some organization that provides a link to the Epoch Times somewhere on their website or in their video description. And because the New York Times said so, the Epoch Times is spreading misinformation and right-wing propaganda.
So, in another attempt to try to give this article any ounce of credibility, they're referring to Melissa Ryan, chief executive of Card Strategies, a consulting firm that researches disinformation. She says this kind of engagement bait helped misinformation actors generate clicks on their pages, which can then make them more prominent in users' feeds in the future. That prominence can drive a broader audience to the content with inaccurate or misleading information. The strategy works because the platforms continue to reward engagement over everything else. Ms. Ryan said.
So basically what she's saying is that if people regularly go to this YouTube channel to watch their cat videos or whatever, then the YouTube algorithm is more likely to promote to random other people their misinformation videos. I don't think that that's the way the YouTube algorithms work. I think it's more video specific than that, and it would,
yeah,
it's more about interests rather than channels. So if you're not interested in right-wing misinformation, which again, I've seen no evidence to suggest that the Epoch Times spreads right-wing misinformation, then it would recommend it to you. But if you're interested in cat videos, it's more likely to show you cat videos.
Yeah, you're just going to get different cat videos from different channels. You're not going to get different content from that same channel where you watched the first cat video. That's not how the algorithm works.
Yeah, as far as my experience of using YouTube goes, that it's absolutely not how it works.
Yeah.
Like, some of the creators that I watch, they make a wide variety of content, but I only like some specific forms of the content or whatever. YouTube has never shown me their other content that I look at. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch that. But it shows me other channels that are showing related stuff to the content that I like. YouTube, the algorithm is dumb, but it's not as dumb as the New York Times seems to think it is.
Yeah.
Where it can be tricked by just uploading a cat videos and then suddenly, I mean, if it was that easy, we at Free Talk Live would have started uploading cat videos a long time ago.
If it was that easy, I'd be famous already.
Right. Everyone would be. Because it wouldn't take a genius to figure this out. Like, oh, okay, all I have to do is upload a bunch of real, I can just steal a bunch of really cute cat videos. It doesn't matter because it's YouTube and it's, who's going to sue you for the intellectual property rights over a cat video?
Yeah, I think that these publications were already very popular before, and whoever's posting these videos just likes cute animals, like most people do, so they just every once in a while, let's post a cute cat video. I don't think it is with the intention to grab more, like a larger audience. I think they're just trying to post whatever they want to post.
Yeah, you raise a really good point about how in the world we live in 2021, someone uploading cat videos to YouTube could somehow be contorted by a mainstream media source as being a nefarious act meant to undermine democracy and truth and the media and trust in the establishment. What have we become? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to share your thoughts and opinions, explain to us exactly why we live in a world where posting cat videos is a revolutionary act against the mainstream left, as the New York Times seems to be alleging here.
Well, you know, cats are natural anarchists.
They certainly are. There's no doubt of that. atheists and cats and libertarians or anarchists, they're all sort of... they have the same mentality. We're just like trying to put them all into a single group is impossible, and trying to herd them is absolutely impossible. And that's one of the reasons that I think I get along so well with cats, right? They're not looking for me to tell them what to do. They're looking for me to feed them and to give them attention when they want it on their terms, as long as it... actually, no, they don't care whether it's on my terms or not. They will just climb on me and be like, hey, I'm getting right in your face now, and that's just how it's going to be. But if I wanted to, I could... no, because I have, like, shoved them off, and they just get right back home. They don't take the hint. But, so, I don't know. Are they cats? I mean, are they anarchists, or are they monarchs?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm starting to think about how my cats actually behave, and they act more like kings and queens than true anarchists, but... They're certainly not spreading misinformation, at the very least.
Well, how do you know? Have you checked their search history?
I have not, but there was once upon a time where my cats were using the internet. Not like purposefully or anything like that, but they happened to be laying on my keyboard, which happened to have Telegram open, and it was in a chat with like four other people, and my cats just spammed the hell out of the chat with just nonsensical symbols and stuff, because they were just laying on the keyboard, and they just happened to be laying on a few different keys and the enter key, and just the whole time I was at work, that Telegram just got flooded. I was like, there's nothing I can do, people. I'm at work and the cat's asleep. Just mute the channel for the next 8 hours. Cats, man, they're great. Other things that are great, Democrats are starting to sour on vaccine mandates, and I hope this is true of mask mandates and all of these other mandates as well. Here in Keene tonight, the city council is having a meeting about reimposing its mask mandates. Of course, we're not there because we're here, but Ian and Bonnie and presumably some other libertarians in the area are attending that, and I'm very anxious to see how it goes because my feeling of hearing people on the streets and hanging out with people who aren't libertarians is that they are sick of this garbage. They're sick of living this way. They're sick of being hearing about COVID-19. And this is why I think it's important to hang out with people who aren't necessarily libertarians or anarchists. Like all of my former coworkers, they got the jab, the shot, the vaccine, because they were under the impression that it meant they could take off the mask. And they're going to be upset, very vocally upset, if now they're told it doesn't matter that you're vaccinated, you have to put the mask back on. 3 months ago, as California Governor Gavin Newsom was turning around his fate in the state's recall election, which I still don't know anything. I don't know why it happened. I don't know why he was successful. I didn't pay any attention to that garbage. Many Democrats came to the conclusion that they had struck political gold. Mandates to get the COVID-19 vaccine weren't just extremely valuable public health policy, but they were electorally powerful too. Now, moderate and frontline members of the party are singing a different tune. In recent comments, several high-profile Democrats have stated their opposition to vaccine mandates specifically applied to private businesses. The most recent Democratic lawmaker to voice her concern was Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, once considered to be Biden's vice president. I don't know what they mean by that. Kamala Harris has always been.
Yeah, I don't know what they mean by that. Maybe that was his first pick?
Or maybe, I
don't know.
The closest thing I can think of is that they meant, like, Whitmer was his greatest ally? I don't know. As far as I'm aware, she was never his vice president. She said she opposes mandates, citing the impact on the state's workforce as Michigan grapples with upticks in cases and residents are split on whether or not to get the vaccine. We're an employer, too. The state of Michigan is, Whitmer said on Monday. I know if that mandate happens, we're going to lose state employees. That's why I haven't proposed a mandate at the state level. Some states have. We have not. We're waiting to see what happens in court. And I think that's a revealing statement. They don't want to be on the wrong side of the Supreme Court here. All of the stuff she said before that, just disregard it. Because she said the most important thing last. We're waiting to see what happens in court. Because a lot of states are suing the Biden administration or OSHA. I have no idea how it works. But they're challenging the Biden vaccine mandates in court. And Whitmer isn't saying that, you know, she opposes all of this. She is saying that they oppose it because they're going to lose employees and all of that. But really, she's just waiting to see whether or not the mandate is upheld in court. Whitmer isn't the only Democrat now sounding these notes. Senator Joe Manchin has said that he does not support requiring businesses with overemployees to ensure that their workforces are vaccinated. So did Senator John Tester, Phil Murphy, Phil Murphy is a governor, as is Kathy Hochul, who is running for election after taking over for Governor Andrew Cuomo. And she has stated her opposition to a broad-based mandate for all private sector workers in New York. This is encouraging to hear from Democrats. The souring of some Democrats on the mandate comes as the court strike legal blow after legal blow against the series of vaccine mandates that Joe Biden unveiled in September, and is prompting concerns in the party that they're ending up with the worst of all worlds, a blunt policy that won't go into effect, but that will saddle them politically. And with Joe Biden's approval numbers just plummeting, I can't imagine that he's going to be the one that Democrats run again in 2024. In fact, based on how Hillary is making the rounds, I think we're going to see Hillary run again in 2024.
She's ran so many times. She just needs to give up.
She absolutely does need to give up, but I don't think she will. And part of me wants to see Trump versus Hillary round two.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because I have very little doubt. The Republican Party may surprise me, but Trump is going to run for president in 2024. And he may, in fact, get the GOP nomination. He may not. But I suspect he's going to, because he still does have a very passionate base of supporters. And they're very loud and they're very vocal, and they will make it known that they support Donald Trump. For better or worse, mostly worse, to be fair, Donald Trump inspires people. And Joe Biden doesn't. Hillary Clinton also doesn't. None of the other Republicans that I've heard of inspire people. The last Republican I heard of who inspired anyone was Ron Paul. And he was a Republican in name only. The dude was the most libertarian House of Representative we've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as far as I can tell, since his retirement, he's only become more of an anarchist than a libertarian. So I don't think they're going to run Biden again. And one of this crushing defeat at the Supreme Court is going to be one of the reasons why. They're going to blame the whole mandate nonsense on him, and they're going to probably run Hillary Clinton. Maybe not. But I tend to think it'll be her.
I guess we'll see.
We will. But I hope that we do get to see Trump versus Clinton round two or round three, whatever round it would be. On one hand, it's just another thing added to the pile of garbage that Biden is already dealing with, one Democratic strategist told us. On the other hand, it's just one more front that he and his team are going to have to fight, by which he means the Democrats are turning against the mandate and saying that, yeah, this is not a good idea after all because it's politically unpopular. The White House, just wait until the store shelves are actually empty if you want to see politically unpopular. I want to know what's going on with wet cat food, because I only feed my cats wet cat food, and I had to go to Walmart today for other stuff, so every time I do, I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and grab some cat food, because for whatever reason, it's hard to find. They had none in the entire store. No wet cat food.
And you know what? The Walmart, especially the Walmart in Keene, has had empty shelves the entire time that I've lived here.
Yeah?
Not like completely empty shelves, but there's been some spaces, and I think every time we go in there to find something that's not, you know, really basic, something that's a little bit more like specific, they never have it.
I hear that's the case with a lot of grocery stores as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do a lot of grocery shopping, obviously, but, you know, Ian has been doing so lately, and he tells me all about how the Aldi's has empty shelves and all these other places have empty shelves. I'm like, man, just wait. If these people aren't happy with the way things are going right now, just wait until that unemployment actually kicks in, because you fired the people who were unwilling to get vaccinated. Speaking of which, hospitals in Michigan's now saying, look, the state of Michigan, Whitmer, you've got to do more to help us. We don't have the staff. We need help. Well, if only you hadn't just fired 20 to 25% of your staff for not getting this stupid shot that is now being challenged in courts in the first place.
And they were understaffed to begin with, so firing 20% of your staff when you're already understaffed, especially when there's a pandemic and everybody's dying, I mean, that's not a very smart move.
As far as I can tell, the pandemic didn't overwhelm the hospitals and didn't kill people like they said it was going to. So they're like, all right, well, let's make the hospitals go even more understaffed, and then they'll be actually overwhelmed and we can blame the pandemic. But no, it's the government doing this. It's always been the government. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.